Lesson 8. The bus tour. Showing you around the city. Page 73. Getting your feet wet. 1. Congratulations. You have just won a free trip. You can choose to go anywhere in the world for 1 week. Where will you go? Why did you choose this place, and what do you want to see there? Discuss this with a partner and be prepared to tell the class about it. Two. Look at the photo in your book. What city do you think this is? Do you like to visit big cities? What is your favorite city and why?
You are taking a bus tour of a city you are visiting for the first time. Listen as the guide begins the tour.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Clover Line afternoon tour of downtown. My name is Robin, and in a few minutes, we'll be starting our tour. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you to stay seated and keep your hands inside the bus at all times. Oh, by the way, this is our bus driver, Phil, and he'll be helping me show you around. If you have any questions along the way, please feel free to ask either me or Phil. Our tour this afternoon will take about 3 hours, and during that time, we are going to be covering a lot of ground. We will be making short stops at Old Town, Chinatown, and Broadway Plaza. That will give you a chance to take some pictures and pick up a few souvenirs. When we make these stops, you'll have only a few minutes to walk around. So please try to keep up with the group. We certainly don't want anyone to get lost on this tour. Well, it's 12 o'clock. I guess it's time to get going. We want to thank you for choosing Clover Line today and hope you enjoy the tour. So now, sit back and relax, and let us lead the way for the next few hours.
Page 74. Getting the picture. 1. Where is this tour going? 2. What does Robin remind the tourists about? 3. Who is Phil and what will he do? 4. What can the tourists do during the stops? 5. How much time will the tourists have during the stops? 6. What time does this tour start? Page 77. Catching on. Find the response. Listen to the completed conversations.
1. Can we walk around the bus while we're traveling?
No, the driver says you must sit in your seats at all times.
2. By the way, where is your brother working now?
He's retired right now. He might get a part-time job, though.
3. Thanks for coming to my party. Feel free to get some food in the dining room.
Thanks. Everything looks great, and I'm hungry.
4. We'd like to see the dormitory. Our son wants to live here.
One of our student assistants will be happy to show you around.
5. I was absent last week. Will I be prepared for the test tomorrow?
I don't know. We covered a lot of ground in class. You'll have to study hard.
6. Can you pick up a few things at the supermarket for me?
I'm not going there now, but I might go later tonight.
7. Can you walk more slowly? I can't keep up with you.
Sorry, but I don't want to be late for school again.
8. I think I'm lost. Do you have the map with you?
Yes. I see where we are. I'll lead the way.
9. It's late, and I really have to get going now.
Well, thanks for coming. It was great to see you again.
Ages 77 to 80. Listening. You are going to hear three short listening passages two times. You will do two things after you hear each passage. 1. In each part, you will see a list of the idioms from this lesson. Listen for any of these idioms in each passage. As you listen to each passage for the first time, put a check in the space provided next to each idiom you hear. 2. After you hear each passage the second time, answer the questions. Postal Workers' Announcement. You are at a busy post office. Listen to the postal workers' announcement.
Attention, please. Be sure to wait in only one line at all times. A clerk will call you as you reach the front of the line. If you are sending an insured package, you must complete an insurance form. Feel free to take a form from the table and complete it while you are waiting to be helped. If you are here to pick up a package, go to the end of the counter with your yellow slip. Thank you. Attention, please. Be sure to wait in only one line at all times. A clerk will call you as you reach the front of the line. If you are sending an insured package, you must complete an insurance form. Feel free to take a form from the table and complete it while you are waiting to be helped. If you are here to pick up a package, go to the end of the counter with your yellow slip. Thank you.
Questions. Answer the questions about the postal worker's announcement. Circle the letter of the correct answer. At the museum. Mrs. O'Leary's class is visiting a museum. Listen to her as she talks to her class.
Please listen carefully, everyone. We're going to cover a lot of ground today because we have three areas to visit. First, we'll see the ancient Greek art on the third floor, then the Roman art on the second floor, and finally, the ancient Egyptian section on the first floor. Please be sure to keep up with the group at all times. We'll be meeting a museum guide on the third floor in a few minutes. I'll lead the way for now. Is everyone ready? Okay, let's get going. Please listen carefully, everyone. We're going to cover a lot of ground today because we have three areas to visit. First, we'll see the ancient Greek art on the third floor, then the Roman art on the second floor, and finally, the ancient Egyptian section on the first floor. Please be sure to keep up with the group at all times. We'll be meeting a museum guide on the third floor in a few minutes. I'll lead the way for now. Is everyone ready? Okay, let's get going.
Questions. Answer the questions about what Mrs. O'Leary told her class. Use the idiom given in parentheses in your answer. Be sure to change the idiom to fit the rest of the sentence if necessary. At the business meeting. Kathy Mendoza is going to give a report at a business meeting. Listen to how she begins.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kathy Mendoza, project manager for the new North City Business Park. I've prepared a detailed report for you about how we plan to build this park. I'll be covering a lot of ground, so please feel free to stop me to ask questions at any time. You each should have a written report in front of you to help you keep up with me as I talk. Oh, and by the way, this is my assistant, Frank Sforza. He's been helping me prepare this report so he can answer some questions as well. After this meeting, we'll be happy to show you around the office so you can see some of the other projects we're working on. Now, if everyone is ready, I think we should begin. Good morning, everyone. I'm Kathy Mendoza, project manager for the new North City Business Park. I've prepared a detailed report for you about how we plan to build this park. I'll be covering a lot of ground, so please feel free to stop me to ask questions at any time. You each should have a written report in front of you to help you keep up with me as I talk. Oh, and by the way, this is my assistant, Frank Sforza. He's been helping me prepare this report, so he can answer some questions as well. After this meeting, we'll be happy to show you around the office, so you can see some of the other projects we're working on. Now, if everyone is ready, I think we should begin.
Questions. Answer the questions about Kathy's talk. Circle the letter of the correct answer.
Page 80. Holding your own. Hiking up the mountain. Check your answers as you listen to the completed conversation. Claudia and Patrick are hiking in the mountains this afternoon. Claudia has done this hike before, and she knows the area well. This is Patrick's first time on this mountain.
Well, Claudia, since you know this area pretty well, you should lead the way.
Okay. This is a beautiful park. How far do you want to go? There's so much to see here. We can cover a lot of ground if you want to.
I don't know. I haven't gone hiking in a while. I hope I can keep up with you. Maybe we should take it easy today.
Okay. We can take the short trail. It doesn't go to the top of the mountain, but we'll see some lakes and streams. If you get too tired, feel free to tell me to stop and rest.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, where can I get some drinking water? My water bottle is empty.
There's a drinking fountain over there next to the park office. In fact, while you're there, you can pick up a map of the park.
Good idea. I'll be back in a few minutes, and then we can get going.
Pages 147 to 149. More listening, pronunciation practice.
1. Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. At all times. By the way. Show someone around. Feel free to. Cover a lot of ground. Pick up. Keep up with. Get going. Lead the way.
Two. Listening. Sounds of the letter I. A. The letter I can be pronounced in several ways in English. Listen to the following examples. This is a big ship. B. There are other words with this letter that have a different sound. Listen to these examples. I saw that movie for the second time last night. Now listen to some of the sentences from the tour guide in this lesson again. Some parts of it have been changed a little for this exercise. You will find the sentences on page 148. Listen for the two different sounds of I. If a word has the first I sound, as in ship, put an X on the letter I. If a word has the second I sound, as in time, put a check on the letter I. Note, in some cases a word might have both I sounds. Each sentence will be said separately and will be repeated two times.
1. Welcome to the Clover Line Afternoon Tour. Welcome to the Clover Line Afternoon Tour. 2. My name is Robin. My name is Robin. 3. In a few minutes, we'll begin. In a few minutes, we'll begin. 4. I'd like to remind you to stay seated. I'd like to remind you to stay seated. 5. Keep your hands inside the bus at all times. Keep your hands inside the bus at all times. 6. This is our bus driver, Phil. This is our bus driver, Phil. 7. If you have any questions, please ask me or Phil. If you have any questions, please ask me or Phil. 8. Our tour this afternoon will take 3 hours. Our tour this afternoon will take 3 hours. 9. We will be making a short stop in Chinatown. We will be making a short stop in Chinatown. 10. You can take pictures and pick up some postcards. You can take pictures and pick up some postcards.
3. Pronunciation. The letter I. Now repeat each word after you hear it. I, as in time. Line. I. I'd. Like. Remind. Times. Driver. Chinatown. Inside. I, as in ship. Is. Robin. Inside. In. Minutes. This. Fill. Begin. If. Will. Making. Pictures. Pick. This is the end of Lesson 8.